On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria peaking at 28 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 25, and Emalahleni up to 20. South Africa's women Proteas are heading to their first ever ODI Women's World Cup final. The team thrashed England by 125 runs. South Africa posted 319 for seven, after captain Laura Wolfhard's 169.
Very special. I think everyone's really excited. Obviously having lost to this team in the two previous editions of the World Cup and the semis really hurt the group, so just really pleased to get the win tonight.
The Protea captain also walked out as player of the match. The team bowled out England for 194 in just 42.3 overs. Here's England's captain, Nat Skipper-Brandt.
Well, what an incredible two innings from South Africa. I think we weren't at our best today, and I suppose to beat the best teams you have to put a whole game together. So we didn't do that today. I'm obviously hugely disappointed.
Then we head to the Madlanga Commission. A senior Hawks officer has confirmed that he sent members to verify the legitimacy of a raid at the home of alleged underworld kingpin Katiso Ketimulefe. Brigadier Lesiba Mokwena has been grilled over his role in the incident. Anastasi Mokhobu has the story.
Mokwena, who is the head of the Hawks Tactical Operations Unit, told the commission he was instructed by his superior to check on the legality of the Political Killing Task Team's operation at Molefe's house in December last year. The team had sued to arrest Molefe in connection with the murder of Vereeniging engineer Armand Swart. But Mokwena's confirmation drew tough questions from evidence leaders, who asked why Hawks officers were involved in what was already a legitimate operation.
If somebody is impersonating the Hawks are part of the SAPS, why couldn't you call the police station?
Anastasi Mokhobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa seeks a partnership with Switzerland to realize the potential of its citizens. He addressed the Parliament of the Swiss Confederation earlier today as part of his state visit to Switzerland.
Swiss investors are creating many opportunities in South Africa, transferring knowledge, but also driving transformation from finance to renewable energy, from pharmaceuticals to advanced manufacturing. South Africa's renewable resource, combined with Swiss expertise in clean technology and sustainable finance, can lead the way to a future that is green, just, and inclusive.
And Brazil's president, Lula da Silva, says he's horrified by the death toll from a massive police raid on Rio drug gangs yesterday. It left scores of people dead. State police, in their latest update, reported that 119 people have been killed, 4 were police officers. However, the State Public Defender's Office said at least 132 people were killed. It's a developing story. We'll keep you updated on Jacaranda FM Newswatch. I'm Alina. If we share our top story this hour, South Africa crushed England to reach their first Women World Cup ODI final.
Yes, they did, Marina, for sure. They did indeed.
It feels so nice to say that. I just had to say it again. We can't say it enough.
But you know what the thing is as well is we stumbled in the first game. We stumbled by England. So we are opening game with England.
Rough
they
stumble.
absolutely killed us. Like,
it was
embarrassing.
Yes.
It was so bad. And
yeah,
that just
wanted
shows,
to go in hiding.
Yeah. And that just shows it doesn't matter. It along your path to success or victory or whatever you're planning, don't worry. The stumbles are good for you, because they came back and they said, England, hoe gaan dit? Hier's ons nou. Laat ons nou ons doen het weer oor. Soos jy sê vir jou broers en sister, okay, ons gaan nog een keer.
Exactly. My broertie het in 'n storm vreeslik cricket gespeel. Watter tienerseun speel nie baie cricket nie.
Ja.
En sy coach het altyd gesê, die volgende bal is die belangrikste.
Yes. That's it. Die volgende bal.
Ek like het gebeur.
I like it. There we go. To the Proteas women, congratulations. And I hope that people are sharing their stuff, posting. We need to be talking about them more, guys. They are incredible. To the Proteas women, congratulations.